Our next academic all-star interview today is with the St. Vincent High School valedictorian, Landon Schnurbusch, St. Vincent High School in Perryville. Landon, congratulations on becoming valedictorian.
Thank you very much.
Was that a goal of yours from the beginning to achieve that status?
Being valedictorian has always been one of my goals at St. Vincent since I was a freshman in high school. Probably even before that, seeing former valedictorians, I always knew that that's something that I wanted, and it feels great to have achieved that after four, hard years at high school here.
Well, tell me about some of your favorite classes. What do you like to study? And you do well in everything, but what do you do the best in?
Well, my favorite thing to study is music. I've taken piano lessons since I was 5 years old. So I love band class. That's one of my favorite things to take part in. Recently, our director let me compose a piece of music for the class to play, and we played that at a concert the other night, so that was a cool experience there. This year, I seem to be interested in some of the further from core classes, I guess. I like, my film class this semester has been really great. Mr. Newman Fair teaches that, and he's a very knowledgeable guy. It's a fun time. I like sociology a lot with Mr. Timothy Wylett. Lots of different types of things have seemed to find my interest over the years.
You mentioned your music being played in concert. Now, that's awesome. What kind of feeling is that when it's actually brought to life like that?
It's kind of hard to describe. It's a lot of different things because you're so excited, for one, because you put a lot of work into it, and to hear it finally come to life is really, really cool. At the same time, you're also kind of freaking out because you're wondering what everybody's thinking of it, and you're wondering if you're going to make it through the piece and it's going to sound the way that you want it to. It's really kind of a vulnerable position to write a piece of music for other people because you're putting a lot of trust in their hands to play it the way that you want them to. So music composition is kind of a goal of mine in the future. And there have been a couple of times where I've written music for other people to play, and it's always a very, it's a very trusting position.
Is this something that you've been interested in for as long as you can remember?
I wrote my first song when I was about four, and it was a little diddly thing on the piano. I can still play it. Since then, I've just tried to expand myself as a composer and try new things. I got to attend the Missouri Fine Arts Academy this past summer as a music composer. So that was a really great experience to expand what I'm doing. And I'm just kind of in the period where I'm trying new things and always trying to grow as a composer.
So what's the next step for you as a composer? Where do you plan to go to school, and what would be the career path that you would choose from there?
Well, this fall I will be attending Southeast Missouri State University for music education. Will be my major. Piano will be my primary instrument, and piano is a great instrument for composers. I'm sure you know, lots of the most famous composers are pianists. So that should be, growing as a pianist should give me new literature and new ideas to help me grow as a composer. I'm going to focus on music education for a little while. I'd like to double major in composition eventually. SEMA has a really good, strong music department going on. And Dr. Fruwald, their composition professor, has never ceased to impress. So I'm hoping that, eventually, maybe not this next year, but the year after that, or the year after that, I'll be able to work with him and see what I can compose.
That's really cool. Have you had some people that have influenced you along the way, whether it be teachers, family members, and things like that, that you've really enjoyed working with?
Well, my mom is an elementary music teacher here at St. Vincent, and she has played piano for most of her life, and so that's where I came across music in the first place, was from my mom. And I can always go ask her questions about, a piece that I'm working on or whatever it is. And she's always been a really great musical influence for me. my band director here at school, Mr. Bill Fisher, he came over to teach at St. Vincent when I was in sixth grade. So for every year but one that I've been in band class, I've had Mr. Fisher, and he is such a great role model as a music educator and as a musician. I really hope that one day I can do the profession the justice that he has.
Landon, do you plan on presenting a speech at graduation coming up on the 27th?
I do.
What's your speech going to be about?
Well, that's a good question, and it shouldn't be a good question at this point because it's coming up, but it's hard to say because I love St. Vincent so much, and this is where I've grown up. You know, I went to preschool here, elementary school, junior high, high school, all on one campus. And so it's where I've lived my entire life up to this point. I even went to daycare just down the street before I was in preschool. So there are so many things that I want to say that it's giving me a lot of difficulty towards writing the speech. I want to talk about my class, obviously, because those are, you know, the brothers and sisters that you grow up with. And I want to let them know how much I've loved growing up with everybody. I also want to talk about the teachers, the amazing faculty at St. Vincent, you know, not just at the high school, at the junior high and at the elementary school too. They're the teachers. I teach piano lessons after school to elementary school students, and over the last couple of years I've been doing that, and it's given me such a perspective on how challenging it can be to teach at times, and you have to be such a caring person in order to do that. You know, and the teachers here, especially at the high school that I've had over the last few years, are so knowledgeable and passionate about their subjects. Very rarely do you find a teacher who teaches like it's their job at St. Vincent. Most of the time, teachers are teaching like it's their passion, and I love that about teachers. And some of them are more experienced than others, and everybody is always in a position to grow as teachers and help the newer ones grow, and the more experienced ones do such a great job of helping them along. So I really want to talk about the teachers, and I'm also going to talk about my faith and how important Catholic education has been, because when you're growing up, being in an environment where you're taught love and caring, and you see that in the examples of the teachers and the students around you every day, it's been really important to my personal growth and the personal growth of my classmates. So I guess that's, and also I want to talk about music, of course, and I'm sure I'll mention Mr. Fisher, our band director, because, you know, he's been such a great role model, and I think he deserves that mention.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great speech, and I'm sure you're looking forward to graduation, but maybe it'll be a little bit of a bittersweet time as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We're counting down the days now, and it's just, it's exciting. The future is exciting. I do not at all want to not be a part of the St. Vincent community up here, because it's been, you know, my home since I was in daycare. So it'll be a big change, and I'm sure I'll find ways to stay involved up here at St. Vincent next year. I'm going to keep teaching my piano students and, help with whatever programs I can. I've been involved with drama programs since I was in fourth grade, so I'd really love to help with the St. Vincent Street Players, the elementary drama department up here. And it's relieving, and, you know, it's sad because you're leaving people that you've grown to love and know so well. But, you know, the future is exciting, and it's not going to stop, and we're going to make the most of it.
Landon, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations, and good luck in everything you do in the future.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Landon Snurbush, he is the St. Vincent Valedictorian, and he joins us today on the Academic All-Star Interview Series.